Shev Shema, what?
At some point, listen.
Shev Shema, it's a Wednesday night, or L'chof Mar Cheshvan, and we're learning Shemites of Vav, and we're up to Parakei. And here's the lineup. The Ramah says that a gid, or a piece of basar that you don't know if it's manukar or not, so it's not, it's Cheskas Isser. That's the Ramah's case of Cheskas Isser. Says the Taz, no it's not. Says the Shach, yes it is. The Taz brings, that's it. We just that's half the parak. The Taz brings a raya from a Rosh and Chulin that says if you have a Yorech and it's not Nikar, if there's a Gid there or not, it's Becheskas Heter. The Ein Lochush Shemo Eino Menukeris. So the Taz says, hey, that must mean there's no Cheskas Isser on a Bosor before it's Menukar. Because if you're treating it so Lakula, and you're saying you don't know if it's Menukar or not, it's Mutter, there's no way that it has a Cheskas Isser if it's not Menukar. And again, the Taz's Cheshbon is that what's Osir is Osir, and what's Heter is Heter, and we should treat it like a Taruvos. So there's no Cheskas Isser. Okay. The Shach says that's not what the Rosh is talking about. The Rosh is talking about that we know Nikar was done to it and we don't know if it was done properly. That's the case of the Rosh. The case of the Rosh is not a piece of meat that it's not Nikar if Nikar was ever done. Of course, if that's the case, then it would have a Cheskas Isser. That's what the Shach holds, a Cheskas Isser. But we're talking about, the Rosh is talking about that it's Nikar, that Nikur was done, but we don't know if it was a proper Nikur or not. The Shach now brings a Raya to that, that the Rosh is talking about it's Nikar, that Nikur was done, we just don't know if it was done properly or not. Because the Rosh asks Akasha from Behema B'chayel B'cheskas Isser Emetz. What? I'm saying whatever I'm saying, that this Yorech is Mutter if it's not Nikar, if Nikar was done. Why is it different than Behema B'chayel B'cheskas Isser Emetz? Achi Yivoda L'cho B'men Ishchatot. That's the Rosh's question. The Rosh's answer is the Rosh's question. Why am I saying that a Yerech Yorech She'eino Nikor if Nikor was done is Mutter? Why isn't it like Behema B'chayel B'cheskas Isser Emetz Achi Yivoda L'cho B'men Ishchatot? Why don't you say Yorech B'cheskas Isser Emetz Achi Yivoda L'cho B'men Ishnakro? So the Rosh answers, and his answer sounds awfully like the Taz. This is the Shachtor. The Rosh's answer sounds awfully like the Taz. He says, because the Behem is Osur until you know it's Mutter. But here the meat is the meat, and the Gid is the Gid, or the Chelet is the Chelet. And therefore, it's not like the Behem of Bechayev, Becheskas Isser Emetz. That sounds awfully like the Taz. But the Shach snatches victory from the jaws of defeat. The Shach says, I want to ask you a question, says the Shach. Why didn't the Rosh ask his kasha from meat that you don't know if it's from a shechted animal or not? You have meat in a room, you don't know if it was shechted or not. Don't know if the animal from where the meat came was shechted or not. That's what he should have asked. Here you have a yorech that you don't know if nikur was done. And here, so by the animal, if you don't know if shechita was done, it's for sure osur. So why didn't he ask him that case? And then he would have said his chilek. The Rosh Tavke asked, says the Shach, from an animal that we know was shechted, but we don't know if it was shechted properly or not. Behema b'chayev b'cheskas Isser Emetz Achi Yivoda L'cho B'men Ishchatot is talking about we know an act of shechita was done, but we don't know if it was shechted properly. Still, it's also. So the Shach says it's by the Yorech, the object of the Rosh's question. The Yorech is the same case that we know it was nikurd, but we don't know if it was nikurd properly or not. Oh, okay, very nice. So what's the Rosh's? Shach doesn't say, so what's the Rosh's Teretz? It's a wonderful kasha. What's his Teretz? His Teretz still sounds like, awfully like the Taz. Okay, so now that's what we're up to in the Shmaitza. I don't know how.
That's all the
shah. What?
That's the
Hashem
Hazarot.
What? Where are you reading from? Meaning the Ramah, where hello, yes, yeah, but this is I can't talk to you now. Please call me back after 9:30. Okay. Between Bosor, which you don't know if Nikur was done or not. That's the remark. Ludain Haidar Rosh, which the Shach claims he proved, is talking about, you know Nikur was done, but if you don't know if it was done properly. Right? That much he proved. He didn't get into the Rosh's merits yet. But he sort of showed that that's what the Rosh is talking about, that case. Dvar of Stumim means what's Taka the Rosh's Teret. The Chiv and the Chosh of Lenikur, Chazoka, She'enu Menukar, if he looks at a piece of meat that you don't know if Nikur was done, so he looks at it as Chazoka, Cheskos Isser, and Kei Maishna Behema, Dabalei Becheskos Isser. So how come Taka a Behema, which is Becheskos Isser, so you say even if you know who was shechted, but you don't know if who was shechted properly, so you say it maintains the Becheskos Isser. So how come by the Nikur it's different? You yourself are saying that if you don't know if it's Menukur, it's called the Becheskos Isser, and that's what the Ramah is talking about. So why, and what's the Chilek? If you know it was Menukur, but you don't know how it was Menukur. Umanikur kol sheyadua shenikru echad l'choshev le'becheska she'ena Menukur. In other words, to Rosh's Teretz. That's really what he's saying. He just says it in a fancy way. The Shmaitzer now says a brilliant shot. Not as brilliant. And I'll take the approach, not the approach, well the approach of the Shmaitzer Mavueres, where he gives a little Hagdama, a very simple Hagdama. There's Cheskas Haguf and Cheskas Isser. Two different types of Chazakas. You know that from back at Shmaitzer Beis, I think. Cheskas Haguf means the thing did not change. It physically didn't change. Whether we say an Isha didn't have a mum, the Cheskas Haguf, the mikvah is not Choser. Then there's a Cheskas Din. He said, by the mikvah, you could have a Cheskas Haguf. In fact, it wasn't so clear by the mikvah if the Chazaka that it has 40 saw is a Cheskas Haguf, because a mikvah without 40 saw is called a Baal Mum like, or if it's a Cheskas Din, that the mikvah is kosher, and you don't say it became possible the mikvah. So here, you could theoretically talk about two different things.
Well, you know, the Havi, the mikvah
is a Cheskas Haguf.
The Havi was Cheskas Din?
Yeah, it's a kosher mikvah or a possible mikvah.
I thought we said that every... Then we would say that about every Cheskas Haguf.
No. If a woman's a basula or not, there's a Cheskas Haguf, then she's a basula. There's no Cheskas Din. He said grudgingly.
It's like you said about tzitzis, you could tie, you were saying how you tied them, you checked them to tie well the night before, the last.
Probably that's probably a cheskus din. You could try to spin it as a cheskus aguf. That no, it didn't tear.
Right. Nothing has changed.
You have to know if that's true. If that's a reality. If that's called a. I don't know if you could just.
That's my question. I guess that's what I'm getting at. It seems like many cheskus.
Fine. He has no problem. He's saying there's both. Yeah, Cheskos Aguf is the strongest Chazaka, and Yeshua holds even stronger than Cheskos Mama. If it bump, whoa! We're going now to the Neidechad is not Neman against any type of Chazaka. The Nira, so now the Shmaitzer says a brilliant piece of Chiddush. You know something, he says, when it comes to Issa Veheter, I gotta tell you, I think he's saying the Taz is right. He's saying when it comes to Cheskos Din, the Kiva the Yerech Kula Heter who it's not manukar. It has chalav in it. This is how it was in the animal, and it didn't change. There was no change. The cheskos aguf, he's saying. He's saying you have both.
Seems like it should be cheskos.
He's saying you have both. But he's saying you theoretically could have both. He's saying there's no cheskos din because he's approving of the taz svara. He's saying the basar is mutter and the gid is also.
But he's saying a few
hashi. Choshev lechazoka cheskos shein menukeres.
That's the cheskos din.
The heima b'chaya
is cheskos
gush. The chema b'chaya b'cheskos isurei medes achi vodel chaba menishchato is certainly a cheskos din.
Okay, then the gueres that we're going from, he says that.
I'm not learning the gueres.
Okay.
Chema b'chaya b'cheskos isurei.
Not shayach b'cheskos gush. Not shayach. But cheskos gush is only shayach by we have an animal and every single molecule is usher. The whole animal is every piece of
meat. I'm learning Shmaitzer. V'nera devadei cheskos isser lo shayach b'yorech. It's not shayach cheskos isser. Kimin the yorech kulo heter hu. The yorech is a mutter. El agit she betocha osher. El adafi luhachi chashuv lechazoka cheskos sheina menu keres. Because that's how it came out of the animal. And you have a chazoka that no shinui happened to it. It's laden with Gidanosha molecules or Chelo molecules.
So why is the meat Asher? Good. The meat's Mutter and the Gid is Asher. What's the problem? Where's the Chazak?
If you don't know if it was Manukar or not, the Ramos says there's a Cheskos Sheinim, a Cheskos Issur. So the Shmaitzer is going into it and he's saying there are two possible Chazakas it might have. Cheskos Isser, the Din, Cheskos Din Isser, and now he's saying, you know something, there's another Chazaka, the Cheskos Aguf, that of course results in the Din that it's also, of course, but the Chazaka is the Cheskos Aguf, that there was no change in this piece of meat. It existed in the animal as permeated with Gid, with Chelev, and if you don't know if the Gid or Chelev was taken out, and there's no more cheskos. There's a cheskos aguf.
Why?
It was not taken out.
The meat's mutter. It's a cheskos din. Not to argue. I like to come. We'll have to argue.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm learning the shmeisa.
I'm learning shmeisa too. I learned it, and I don't learn it that way. I don't see it in shmeisa. He just said it's not shayach in the yerev because it's kulo hefter. But he said afilu hachi. We have to call it a chazaka. She ain't not a cheskos is a goof that it's easter, usher, ain't a menu keres. It's a chazaka, ain't a menu keres. That's on the meat. But the meat's mutter. So it's a din on the meat that it's called ain't a menu keres because the meat's really mutter.
Why would you say that?
You're totally as a fan
of the meat.
Do you know
because
what
the meat is totally a mutter. One mutter and it'll be mutter. It doesn't say for the cow, for the shmita, all the meat in the entire cow is Easter. It's a chatzah of Easter. And as soon as you shmita, every single piece of meat in the cow changes. The goof of the cow changes into a chesed mutar.
That's not a cheskus on goof. That's not a cheskus. That's a cheskus din. You just described beautifully a cheskus din. That the din of the animal changes.
It's the same animal.
The goof didn't change. The din changed. It went from Issa to mutar.
Name of Chayel. From living to being dead.
Who's talking about that? We know it does.
That's not a change. Are you geshvita with all the talaim and shvita?
So it's designed as well, but that's not what our suffix is. We know it was alive.
No,
we know it's
dead. That's the goof.
Repeat it. Supply the missing word. The name of the chayev b'cheskas.
Isser.
Oh, thank you. B'cheskas isser, I meant this. Actually, but
of course, whether it's a goof or a cheskas a din, like the rav himself just said, of course it's always going to be aser or muter.
Not always.
Din attached to it.
What's the
what
molding
the din?
Can we go back and learn the Shmaitzah?
Yeah,
I'm just reading the words of the Shmaitzah. Venera devadeh cheskos isser lo shayach liyarech. Devadeh cheskos isser lo shayach liyarech. He's sort of saying that the Taz is right. There's no cheskos din by the yarech, because the Taz is right. The meat is mutter, and the gid that's in it is also, it's like a taruvais. So if you're talking about the din of the meat is that it's osur. The din of the gid is that it's osur. The reason the Ramah and the Shach, the Shmaitz is tremendous chiddush. He's saying everybody's moed that a Taz has a point. The reason the Ramah and the Shach call it cheskas isur is not mitzad the cheskas din, but mitzad the cheskas haguf. That it's becheskas she'ena menukeres. That's a cheskas aguf. The guf didn't change. The guf is permeated with chaylev and gid or whatever, chaylev or gid. And the cheskas aguf says it's still not menukar. That's what the Ramah's talking about, and that's what the Shach's talking about. That's the chiddush of the Shmaitz.
What did the Taz say?
I don't know what the Taz says. Maybe the Taz doesn't have to answer to the Shach. The Taz was first. Shmaitz is agreeing with the Taz.
Agreeing with the Taz.
Then he says, but you know what the Shach is talking about? The Shach came up and said, whoa, there's a new chazaka here. There's a cheskas haguf, that it's becheskas she'ena menukeres.
What happens if he said that the yid is also...
It has nothing to do with the cheskas haguf, my friend.
I'm trying to understand.
Listen, you just answered your question. Because cheskas haguf is not affected by that fact. By the fact that the basar is mutter and the gid is asur doesn't affect the cheskas haguf. The cheskas haguf is that the meat is, as it was, permeated with gid, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm. It's still mutter, in other
words. Yeah, the meat's mutter. But can you eat the meat? Can you eat meat that's ain't a manukar? Can you... Cut it out.
No.
Can you eat meat chain of manukar?
I guess not, but I don't understand totally.
Really?
Maybe if you knew where the gid is, you can eat a bite of meat, mutter, and eat.
Maybe, yeah.
And this is the gid.
But we're not talking about that.
Somebody,
we're talking about taking a whole wheat. We're talking about taking a whole wheat patty and putting in a slab of meat with
whatever's there.
With tomato, lettuce, and a sesame seed bun. Yeah.
What does this mean? It's kulo heter ela hagid shel tocho asur. Means if I could eat the meat without eating the gid.
You sure you've never been like this before?
No, that's not true.
I think there was a big shmaitz in the Bueras.
Why didn't you eat the little thing?
He took a wrong turn somewhere. He ended up in the wrong end zone. You know, it counts as a score for the other side. You know that? You're in the wrong end zone. The mom is saying fakert than what the Shmaitz is saying.
I'm trying to understand.
I will try once more, but you have to open your mind, because it's so posh that I really don't know where you're coming from.
Okay.
Shmaitz says, I have a way of understanding the Shach, because I don't understand the Shach. This is where he's up against a wall. This is where we're up. I don't get the Shach. What's the difference? I don't get why by shechita, just like if you don't know if the animal was shechted or not, so it's certainly becheskas isser, and that doesn't change. If you knew it was shechted but you didn't know it was shechted properly, It's still Becheskes Isser. So why by Nikar are you saying that if you don't know if it was Manukar, it's Becheskes Isser? But here, if you know, the Shach's learning in the Rosh, that the Rosh is talking about, that if you know it was Manukar, but you don't know if it was Manukar properly, all of a sudden, it's Mutar, there's no Cheskos Isser. Like what? Where are you coming from? Why is it true? What does it mean? What's the pshat? That's the Shach's Kasha. Beautiful Kasha. If the Taz was right, so then they're great. And most people would look at the Rosh and say, hey man, we got the Taz here. Mamish Beferi is like the Taz. But the Shach is smart and asked the Kasha. Why did the Rosh ask a Kasha from meat that was shechted and you didn't know how it was shechted? Why didn't he point to a piece of meat that you don't know if it was shechted or not? Mm-hmm. And ask the Kasha from there and say his teretz. Teretz is because that, of course, is no good. And by Gid, that's no good. And the Rosh is talking about Gid that was Manukar, but you don't know if it was Manukar properly. But now the Shmaitzer says, hold it a second. So what's the teretz? Why is it different than an animal? Why by an animal, if it was shechted and you don't know if it was shechted properly, it maintains the Cheskos Isser? And why by Gid is it Mutter? Whoa! Right? I don't want to look behind. You look below the line. Don't hit below the line. Schmeitzer now is going to say, Schmeitzer has a brilliant terrace. He says, Rabosai, I want to tell you what the Shach is saying. Because the Taz is right if you're talking about the Cheskos Din. Because Isser and Heter, the Bosser is Mutter and the Gid is Osser. And they're just mixed up now. But certainly there's no Cheskos Isser on the meat. The Taz is right. You know what the Shach is saying? Says the Shmaitzer. The Shach is talking about the Cheskos HaGuf of the meat. That it has a Cheskos HaGuf, that this meat is permeated with globules of Gid and Chelev or whatever have you. And that's the Chazoka of the Ramah. And that's why the Shach is agreeing with the Ramah. Because you don't know if it was cleaned out or not, so it has a Cheskos HaGuf. This is how it existed when it was in the animal. You don't know if there was a change, so we'll do the Cheskos HaGuf. Now the Shach, the Shmaitzer, says something brilliant, 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 brilliant. Well, first he brings a raya to such a Cheskos HaGuf.
Why does he need a raya?
So I don't know. He has a whole pilpul there. Why he needs a raya?
Because everyone else is learning out Isser the whole time.
No, I don't know why he needs the Shmaitzer Mavoris just says a nice piece of lundus that he's bringing a raya that that the Cheskos HaGuf that's only relevanti to a din. So the Cheskos HaGuf, you might say that there's no separate Cheskos HaGuf. You only have the Cheskos HaDin. So he's going to bring a raya to a Cheskos HaGuf, which is also just relevant to a din, but you don't deal with the din, you deal with the Cheskos HaGuf. His raya is from a bias she'eno boduk in Pesachim. When you go to the Bishayzi Barachayim, guy a bias, sofik boduk, the muki a bias, the Cheskos she'eno boduk. Now the bias ain't obodik is only relevanti to the din. And the din is the chametz is also to eat. If this chametz is also, there's no chametz is mutter. What do you want for the bias? There's only magic about the bias. Teretz is, he says, no, that's not true. The bias has a cheskos haguf on its own that it was never bodik. There's no din isra on the bias. The relevance of the cheskos haguf of the bias is legabi the isra chametz. Nothing to do with the bias. You're allowed to own the bias. You're not allowed to own the chametz in the bias, but you're allowed to own the bias. But still, we deal with the cheskos sheino boduk, which he's learning as a cheskos haguf. Which is a pretty good description of cheskos sheino boduk. Like, was there a shinui in the house? So that's his raya. That's that line. Because the Taz is right. Now the Schmeitzer says something brilliant. He says, if you know someone was menakirit, but you just don't know if he did it properly, but there's no longer a Cheskos HaGuf. because you know someone who's menakirit.
Changes the goof?
Like yeah, he was inaccurate. He messed around with the goof.
Who cares?
The only thing you don't know is if he did it properly or not. So that's a question of Isser Veheter. But there was never Cheskos Isser, because the Taz was always right. All you had was a Cheskos on goof, a Vena Manukar.
And now it's gone.
Buy a animal. The animal is Osur. So even if you know who was shechted, but you don't know if who was shechted properly, you have a cheskos isser. But by the yorech, you had a cheskos haguf, not a cheskos isser. The taz was always right, but you had a cheskos haguf of ain't a manukar.
The goof is weaker.
Doesn't matter, weaker, stronger. You had a cheskos haguf. So here is mechadish the Schweitzer, or the shach, or the rosh. That if you know someone was menakerit, you just don't. As long as a brilliant chach, if you know someone was menakerit, but you don't know if he was menakerit properly, it loses.
Let's say it's still
he got
great.
It all out.
It's still
so if there's still some jit in it, so I don't understand why we're saying it's
okay.
Menakerit.
So you're
he didn't make that's a good shita, but it's a bad shita.
It's a good point. You have a good point. You're claiming. I'm not saying you're right. You're saying that why wouldn't you say that as long as the nikkur wasn't done properly, the goof wasn't nishtan?
No, of course not.
That's what I'm saying. I hear, but you can easily hear that the shinui haguf to take away the cheskas she'ena manukar as a cheskas haguf is already gone if someone went there with his carving knives and went like that. Now he might have left in a little too much, but a shinui in the goof there was already. That's what the Shmites are saying. So there ain't no more Cheskos HaGuf. Oh, but you want to say there's a Cheskos Isser? And other than that, Yerech's Mutter, Bosses Mutter, Gid is Osser. Oh, no problem. It says the Shmites of Achanami Gabi, Avokolman Sheyadua, but if you know, Sheyadua Shenikro Echad, Avobi Deloya Dinanim Kedinim Shalokedin, you don't know if he did it properly or not. Al kaponim yotzum mecheskas sheinam manukar kimin shemanukar lefanecha. Avu bebehema dahosu mecheskas isser kaimem ken kolzman shloy adinin im kedin lishkata im ken beshchita shloy koygen lo yotzum mecheskas isser. Arei busur al cheskas isser achi yivadu lecha.
Doesn't make a Cheskos Isser.
What? Answer. What? I don't know the question. I don't know what you mean.
Cheskos Aguf.
It does make it.
You don't have a Cheskos Isser.
Is that every time you have something's Usser because of the goof, you're also going to have a Cheskos Isser. Not in this case.
You don't have a cheskos isser because the meat never becomes osur. That's because the meat never becomes osur. The meat never becomes osur. The meat's mutter. The yerech's osur.
But before we see that it was tarap,
he accepts the tazus svara. That it's not shayach to have a cheskos isser on something where the meat's osur and the meat's mutter, the yerech's osur, and it's just that the sariv yachad. He accepts the taz. You know, look, we thought yesterday that the shach is choylik with that svara, and the shach holds that your unit that you're working with is the piece of meat, and that's also to eat. Okay, now today he's changing because he wants to say pshat the shach, but he wants to explain the shach's interpretation of the rush. So he's saying the shach never meant that. Right, and that's why there's a chazaka mitigating that you're not allowed to eat it. Of course, because there's a cheskos haguf that it's ain't a manuka. So now the rush is saying if you know it was manukar, but you don't know if it was manukar properly.
Cheskos goof is gone. There's no
And the cheskas haguf is gone. Elamai, you left with a cheskas iser. Ha ha ha! You never had a cheskas iser.
By a cow.
Cow, you always have, you have a cheskas iser, and you still have a cheskas iser.
Yes,
yeah,
so why?
Because
only,
it's only because of the taza svara. Because meat is meat, and gid is gid, and never the twain shall meet, except if it's not manuka. But a cow is also. So you have a cheskas iser. He always accepts, you have to change your way of thinking. He accepts the taz. And he's machadish that the shach means a big chivish. The shach means a cheskas iser.